Good morning, Nathaniel. How are you going?
I'm quite good, thank you. Now, the Greens have been calling for the formation of a body like this for some time. Why is a federal anti-corruption body so necessary?
Well, there's a wide range of reasons why it's necessary. Firstly, as you mentioned in your read-in there, it's part of restoring the people's trust in our democracy, which in my experience in over 15 years in politics now is at an all-time low. But it's only part of what we need to do to ensure that. And not only do we need a federal ICAC, it needs to have proper teeth, and that is the powers necessary to conduct robust investigations in the public sector. But we also need to couple that with political donations reform so that we can break the revolving door between big business, big corporations and big politics, and companies basically buying access to politicians and hiding their political donations through things like FIFA service dinners. So we welcome Labor's commitment to a federal ICAC. The devil will be in the detail, and we hope that they are prepared to support a model that will actually do the job of cleaning up our politics and restoring public trust in politics. And we also hope that, as far as Labor is concerned, it is only part of the journey that they're prepared to take to fix what is a pretty broken political system in Australia at the moment.
Right. Yeah, and we have seen similar bodies set up across many states with varying levels of effectiveness. And here in New South Wales, being a good measure of efficacy, can we expect similar results from the National Integrity Commission? And do you think any parliamentarians are going to be worried by this?
Well, I'm sure there'll be a few that are worried, but they'll be more worried if we get an integrity body that can do its job. And that totally depends on the detail in the legislation, on things like what powers the Parliament decides to grant an integrity commission, and how independent that commission is allowed to be in terms of how it operates. So those things remain to be seen. From the Greens' part, we are absolutely serious about restoring trust and fixing up some of the corruption in our political system, and we want to see an anti-corruption body that has the powers and the independence necessary to do the job it needs to do to clean up the mess that large parts of our politics are at the moment, and to help restore public faith.
Yeah, and bodies like the AFP, ASIC and the APRA, they already monitor corruption and similar forms of misconduct at a federal level. Is another body really going to be necessary?
Look, we believe that it is, and we believe the evidence over many years has shown that a body of this type is necessary. There are, as you've pointed out, law enforcement agencies already operating at the federal level, but we believe that what we need is a body that is specifically targeted at corruption and malfeasance in the public sector, including amongst politicians. And we believe that there is a gap there at the federal level, as there was a gap in states and territories before the formation of bodies like ICACs around the country.
If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Green Senator Nick McKim about a proposal put forward yesterday by opposition leader Bill Shorten for a federal anti-corruption watchdog. Now, the Turnbull government late last year put forward a proposal which they said aimed to curb foreign influence on our political process by tightening controls on foreign donations to political parties. Do you think that issues of foreign interference may be better dealt with by a body like the National Integrity Commission?
Well, that's one avenue towards dealing with those issues. But fundamentally, in regards to foreign interference, we need some legislative change. And the government has tabled legislation that they say would address these issues. But we've got deep concerns, and they're shared by civil liberties groups, groups representing academics in Australia, media organisations. And those concerns are around the scale and the scope of the government's proposed laws. So we think that the way that the government has drafted the current legislation risks criminalising a wide range of actions, which aren't only legitimate actions, but are actually actions that are in the common good, like, for example, medical research, academic research, and public interest journalism. So while there is undoubtedly a need for tighter laws to prevent foreign interference in our political system and in our civil society. And we've seen the need for those laws with things that have happened in the US around Russian interference in the US election, Russian interference in the Brexit vote, for example, in the UK. So there are foreign countries that are doing everything they can to basically hack our democracies at the moment, and there's no doubt that we need stronger laws to deal with that. The problem with the laws the government has put forward is they're far too broad in scope, and they risk a whole range of unintended consequences that we have real concerns about.
Right, yeah. And just before you go, in documents leaked yesterday, it was revealed that in 2013, former Immigration Minister Scott Morrison interfered in the process of ASIO security checks on asylum seekers pursuing permanent protection visas to come to Australia. Do you think the minister has any questions to answer over this?
I think he's got a lot of questions to answer over this. I mean, this is quite an extraordinary revelation. It's basically showing that the government sought to subvert the law in Australia and game the law in Australia by issuing instructions to ASIO to ask them to slow down their assessments of people seeking asylum in Australia, most of whom turned out to be genuine refugees, and also the Administrative Appeals Tribunal and the Refugee Review Tribunal, which is part of that body, to hear cases in a particular order to further slow down processing. I mean, this is just an extension of the cruelty and the horrendous way that both Liberal and Labor have treated people seeking asylum in Australia and genuine refugees in this country. We've locked them up on Manus Island and Nauru. We've denied them their freedom, their liberties and their rights. And we now know that Scott Morrison instructed government agencies to act in a particular way that we would say is a subversion of the law and natural justice and the rule of law. And ultimately, Nathaniel, this is what totalitarian regimes do. And this sort of action has no place in Australia. Independent bodies, particularly things like the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, ought to be left to conduct their work in the way that they see fit without undue and cruel interference, which is exactly what Scott Morrison did in 2013.
Right. Well, Senator, thank you so much.
Thanks, Nathaniel. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.